This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Victoria, Doug Steffen out on vacation, well-deserved time off that I have never seen him take. We're really happy Dougie's getting some rest and relaxation and hopefully some culture. He's in London, you know, very cultured vacation. I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan right there, Kara Schillen at the controls. And ladies, we don't talk a lot about politics here on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, mostly because this time of year it starts to get very brutal. But there is a news story that has some political implications, and I'm just waiting for someone, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or President Obama, to be a hero in this case. And so far, it looks like maybe only Congress has been paying attention. Don't know if you've been following this story. I live in California. And this has been a gigantic story throughout the state. It's also made national news. The House Oversight Committee said on Tuesday that it has finally, I don't know why it took so long, because Congress knew about this for 2 years, launched an investigation into the California Guard's attempt to reclaim reenlistment bonuses. The committee asked the Guard to turn over all documents and audits related to the decade-old payments of $15,000 or more to soldiers who agreed to reenlist for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The National Guard has said that these bonuses were wrongly paid, but its effort to reclaim them from thousands of soldiers and vets in California and across the country has caused a huge public outcry, including lots of criticism for Congress. Jason Chaffetz, who's on the Oversight Committee, he's actually the chairman of the Oversight Committee. He's from Utah. Three other Republicans said in a letter that officials who mismanaged the bonus programs must be held accountable. The lawmaker said the Guard officials must turn over relevant documents by November 7th. If you've heard just a little bit about it, or if you're wondering what's going on here.
I've seen yesterday, this is definitely becoming a bigger national story. I wonder if other states are also having this problem.
And really bipartisan, as people are finding out about this. And again, Congress and many of our elected officials, including our governor here in California, Jerry Brown, knew about this for over 2 years. And it makes you wonder how we don't just keep in mind that our soldiers are service people, that they deserve better than this. So what would happen is if you were enrolled in the National Guard and years ago they wanted you to reenlist, and this was in a time of war, we were still fully deployed in Iraq, in Afghanistan at this point, they would offer you a signing bonus. They would offer the service person a signing bonus to take whatever job. If these people entered, it seems like it's kind of going, it's sort of focusing on people that entered the National Guard or reenlisted with the National Guard is an expert in something, whether it be civil affairs, maybe it was intelligence. If you reenlisted and you had a specialty, they paid you even more as a bonus because you have this special skill. If the National Guard then decided to put you in a different unit where maybe they didn't need you to use that skill, they were saying that they had every reason to recall the bonus that they gave you. So
that's crazy.
In perspective, right? I mean, if you were brought into a job for your public relations acumen, okay, let's just say that.
Right.
And they offered you a bonus. Let's say they decided to give you $50,000 because you were the expert in public relations and you were brought into a company and they said, you know, gosh, we don't really need you in public relations anymore. We really need you in finance. And they move you to a different field. Obviously, this is probably out there, but you can see where I'm going here.
Yeah.
And then they tell you, well, because you're not doing public relations anymore, we need that $50,000 back. That's exactly what's going on here. The Pentagon requesting this money back from all of these soldiers. And it's messy because, look, soldiers are not taking in a ton of dough. I mean, they're getting by like everybody else. And so now it looks like there's tax liens, there's wage garnishments going on from the Pentagon. on to try to recoup some of this money. Soldiers are actually having to, like, mortgage their house and take out money from their homes.
It's just insulting because these are the people who are already doing so much for the country
and
already not getting enough thanks for it. And, you know, veterans are coming back and then they're homeless or they, you know, don't have enough money to live on. And then to ask them to pay this money back.
Yeah.
Oh,
and in some cases, I mean, it's a huge amount of money. I mean, what would you do if you got a bill for $25,000 that you had to pay back? Someone who they mentioned they cite in this story from CBS News had to refinance their home to repay $25,000 in reenlistment bonuses, plus $21,000 in student loan repayments that the military said was improperly given to them. So now you're looking at about $50,000 that this gentleman has to repay. Susan Haley, who's from Los Angeles, former Army Master Sergeant, who was deployed to Afghanistan in 2008, says she feels betrayed. She sends the Pentagon $650 a month, which is a quarter of her family's income, to pay down her debt. This is not okay. And if you, you know, you need to write your congressman. We need to make sure that we keep the pressure on as a citizenry here in this country to make sure that our military, our soldiers, National Guardsmen who put their butts on the line every single day get treated better. All right. With Obamacare in the focus this election season, attention people with Medicare. It's election season in more ways than one. We'll tell you why next. It's On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 12 past the hour.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Euclid 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It is On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and this fall, as Americans make their choices in the 2016 presidential election, of course, there's local, gubernatorial, congressional races, there's another election that is just as important to senior citizens across the country. It is the Medicare annual election period. Jeffrey Fernandez joins us now to give us some more information about this. Jeffrey's the JD Vice President, Western Segment, Medicare Advantage, and Humana. Jeffrey, welcome to On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. What should we know about election season, about this election period for Medicare?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me this morning. Probably the first and foremost, the most important thing you need to know is the date, right? So the annual enrollment period starts on October the 15th and ends on December the 7th.
So we're in prime season right now, right?
Yes, we're right in the middle of this. We're right in the throes of it. So people should be seeing the TV commercials and probably are getting some mailers in their mailbox. So the information is out there, but now is the time for people to act upon it and to review, frankly, what their health care needs are. You know, this is an annual enrollment period. So everybody gets a shot at every 12 months to determine if the plan that they have is the right one for them.
You know, I've heard a lot. My mom has just been going through enrolling in Medicare. She just turned 65, or she's turning 65 actually this week. And so she's been looking at the process. She was a school teacher, and so there was not a lot of clarity as to what Medicare program she needs. There's a lot of letters that are associated with Medicare, A, B, C, D. What's the difference between Medicare A and Medicare B, Medicare C, Jeffrey?
Sure. So Medicare Part A, what that refers to is the hospital component of the Medicare benefit, right? So everybody knows that tax is on your payroll, right? So you pay your Medicare taxes into the government. Well, this is what that's paying for. In addition, there's a Medicare Part B, which is the outpatient or physician component of Medicare. Part D is something that's separate. It's the prescription drug plan. And so that's not typically, that is not included in the AB benefits we just described. A Part D program is something you have to buy separately.
And I would imagine that's most important for senior citizens who might be on something long term.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, and actually that's where we get to Part C, which is everything's included. A, B, C. So the hospital, the physician, the drugs are all combined under Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, which is the private option for seniors to choose from.
So if you're over 65, I mean, what is the real reason for someone to consider that kind of program for the Medicare Advantage plan?
Well, there are really four things that I look to. First of all, it's the network, right? So Medicare Advantage plans typically have a network of providers that you have to go to. Some of them do have out-of-network benefits, but that varies by region. The second thing are the benefits, right? So that is, what am I going to pay as a copay when I go see my doctor? What about a hospital copay? What are the supplementary benefits that I get, like perhaps Silver Sneakers exercise, gym membership, dental, vision, for example? And, of course, the premium, right? So, I mean, how much am I going to get charged every month for the product? Now, in some, I know this is a nationwide call, but in some products in parts of the country, there is zero premium, right? So, and by the way, all these things are commensurate with each other. So, what you pay for is what you get, right? And then, of course, the fifth thing I like to tell people, especially for like your mother who's aging in, is word of mouth. Talk to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and ask them what plan they have and if they're satisfied, because that goes a long way in helping you decide.
And I think a lot of people shy away from this because they either feel like they're getting old or they feel like this is going to be sort of a pathway into sickness. But Medicare can actually help people take control of their health and actually improve where they are today.
Well, that's true, and actually, from where I work at Humana, we actually don't even try to refer ourselves as an insurance company. But we're more of a health and well-being company because that is exactly where we're going with our consumer products, right? It's all about just because you turn 65 doesn't mean that that you're going to give up on life and stop doing things. In fact, it's your opportunity to stay healthy, stay engaged with life, because there's a mental and physical component to staying healthy longer term, and all of our programs are focused around that exact thing, is trying to keep people healthy long term, out of the hospital, and it even comes down to just making sure people get their annual wellness visit. That's part of the Medicare program as well. It is so important for that. And honestly, if you're not in perfect health and you have some chronic conditions, we're there to assist you in managing those, right? So we have nurse lines that can help folks engage in their health. Diabetics, for example, which is a really, really tough disease to deal with. We have support, nurse support lines that help coach people through things like diet and medication adherence.
And we're out of time here, Jeffrey, but I want to make sure we get this website. Jeffrey Fernandez, thank you, from Humana. You can check out the website, humana-medicare.com, and also medicare.gov, Humana, HUMAN-medicare.com, or medicare.gov. Thanks so much, Jeffrey Fernandez. It's 21 past the hour on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Minutes past the hour. It is on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. This is Christina Aguilera. You know that voice. She kind of came up at a time that Britney Spears did. They both were sort of the pop princesses of the late 90s. But Christina Aguilera has this really strong, incredible voice. She's a six-time Grammy winner, and by goodness, it qualifies her now to be a singing teacher.
She's now a music teacher.
Yeah, she's now a music teacher. And you know what? If anybody's got the chops to teach music, I would say it's probably Christina Aguilera. You know, she was a part of The Voice for many seasons. She helped a lot of singers find their path on The Voice. She shocked fans just recently by quitting the show. But she's decided to make a bigger impact and effort in giving back. This is a good story of the day here. She's now trying to coach more students through a masterclass, which is an online platform for young musicians to find their vocal range. It's an online course made available to anyone with a computer for $90. Not so bad. The classes feature over 4 hours of theory and practice, personal tips customized for the individual. She also revealed that she's been working on a personal album for some time now, which she plans on releasing towards the beginning of 2017. But I think this is a good thing for everybody. Number one, it's $90, so it's affordable, yet Christina's still making some money.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to hear input on their craft from someone like Christina Aguilera, who's had so much success? I mean, I think it works out all the way around.
And she's also had the benefit of the best vocal coaches in the world. So the things that she's learned, I mean, I can imagine if you're a singer, you know, and you have Christina Aguilera as your coach, taking all the stuff that she knows and kind of honing it into a four-hour course, that's really amazing. And $90 that's a great deal. This should be on your Christmas list for any singer in your life.
Right? I know. I think it'd be a great gift. You know, it's really fun. My mom, I just been bringing up a lot this program, this on-air version of On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. My mom is a retired teacher. She just retired a couple of years ago. She has her master's degree in Shakespearean studies, and it's been her dream dream to write a book. She's written already. She's contributed to Cliff Notes, the big versions of Cliff Notes that they've made. She's done two of those. But she wants to do her own novel. And that's a daunting task to try to get started and figure out how to do it the right way. So she did some looking around and found that James Patterson, who has written a ton of books, is a hugely successful author, does the Alex Cross series. He does something similar to this for writers. He offers an online class that you can pay a small amount of money to, and it kind of takes you through the book writing process, which I think is kind of
cool.
Neat. Again, it's a way to make some money, but also a great way to give back to your fans and people who are interested in pursuing the arts.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah. I like that. I'm a fan. I think it's a great way to give Christmas gifts. And that is, by the way, I know.
I know. We're saying Christmas.
It hurts my soul. Christmas is just a few weeks away now. I mean, really, you've got, I think, like 8 weeks or something like that till Christmas. My goal was to try and get my Christmas shopping done before November, which is breaking news next week. I don't think that's going to happen, but I have been doing some Christmas shopping. And I found that, you know, the older you get, the more it becomes about experiences and time being our greatest gift. It's less about giving, like, the items, the dust collectors, the gadgets. If you're able to give someone something like this where there's an experience or a learning opportunity, I mean, it's a great idea for Christmas gift giving.
Yeah, I always love giving experiences, whether it's concert tickets or, you know, to my brother and his girlfriend last year, I gave them like a date night in a bag. And so
everything that
they would need for a date night at home. And yeah, I think it means so much more.
Give us your favorite gift ideas for Christmas. We're trying to get inspired at DJ V Show on Twitter. It's 28 past the hour.
All I want for Christmas.
Hi, Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I know you love your cats, and if you want your cat to live a long and healthy and happy life, do one thing and one thing only. Keep her inside. Don't allow your cat to wander around outside. She's susceptible to many of the following tragedies. She can get hit by a car. She can ingest a deadly poison like antifreeze or pesticide. What about being trapped by an unhappy neighbor, attacked by roaming dogs, cats, or other wild animals, disease from other animals, becoming lost and unable to find her way home, being stolen, encountering an adult or child with cruel intentions. The bottom line is studies are now being done that indicate that cats that are kept indoors have a much happier, more successful, and much better quality of life. In fact, the average lifespan of a cat that goes outdoors is 3 to 5 years. The average lifespan of a cat that stays indoors is close to 13 to 14 years and even beyond that. So you love your cat. I know you do. The best thing you can do is make sure you keep them inside. I'll more next time.
Okay, the first time you read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Victoria Kara Schillen at the controls. Dougie out on vacation. He'll be back next week. Or maybe not. We haven't heard from him. He must be having fun, and he deserves it. This is the first vacation I've known him to take. So props to him for enjoying a little relaxation, a little fun, and a change of scenery. A guy who is probably hoping for a change of scenery is Brad Pitt. This story continues to get just more and more strange. If you remember, a few weeks back, Brad Pitt that got into some trouble for an altercation he had with his children and Angelina Jolie aboard a private plane. Well, the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services has now extended their investigation of Brad Pitt for alleged child abuse. This is according to Us Weekly. The protective order against Brad Pitt has been extended as investigators look into whether there are additional incidents or a pattern that may suggest a history of abuse that involves more than one of the children of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. And there's a lot to choose from. There's six of them.
Yeah.
And they're looking into the history, the patterns of behavior with Brad. According to a legal source, it's normal for the Department of Child Protective Services to extend past the deadline to complete their work when an agreement exists between the parties. And so what do we think here, ladies? Do we think, I mean, obviously there has been some allegations and some rumors that Brad Pitt has a substance abuse issue, that he pretty much drinks pretty heavily, which led to this altercation between his son, I think it was Maddox, right?
Yeah, the oldest, yeah.
And Angelina. Do we think that there's going to be a history here, or do we think that there's just due diligence in place and they're trying to thoroughly investigate, or do we think there could be a pattern of behavior here?
I wonder if this I well, if I'm, and this is obviously pure speculation, I don't, like, you know, hang with Brad and Angie, but I have, when
you
she
told me
I know
you
right
did.
I know, I'm so sorry, I lied about that, but I think that when she went when she had all those surgeries, she had the double mastectomy, and then she had her ovaries removed. I think she had actually had a full hysterectomy, mm-hmm, as preventative measures to, you know, offset her chances of getting ovarian cancer. That put her in menopause. And to be put in menopause, I think she was 39 at the time.
It's very early.
That's rough. And menopause is tough as it is, but I think to be 39 at sort of, you know, and to be Angelina Jolie, to be in menopause, is, I think that's got to be really, really hard on everyone involved. And I think that their marriage probably started to have some issues. Hormonally, I think that there's probably a lot of fighting going on. Maybe he's hitting the bottle a little bit harder to cope with everything. Plus, they have six kids. I think that there's been, I think this has probably been going on for a few years, and maybe the investigation is being extended because when they interviewed all the kids, maybe Maddox, who's 15, maybe he's been saying, well, yeah, mom and dad have been fighting for like 2 years now. And so maybe that's one of the reasons why they're extending it. I think it may have come from Maddox, who apparently refused to even meet with Brad last week.
I know. And he's definitely, I mean, of the family, he's the one that is the most adult of the children. And yeah, this absence of his not wanting to see his dad, or at least the man he identifies with as his dad. I mean, Brad Pitt's been a part of his life. Angelina adopted him on her own, but really, he's been a part of his life for the last 12 years. That's a huge chunk for a kid. So, to kind of telling that he didn't want to see Brad Pitt. We'll continue to follow that story as it unravels. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx also in the news. They keep themselves pretty darn quiet. Some people may not even know, but Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx have had a romantic relationship. And by the way, it's been for 3 years and counting. They do a great job of keeping it under wraps. They're still going strong, apparently, despite breakup rumors. Multiple sources have confirmed to Us Weekly that they are still a couple. Earlier in the week, a report suggested that Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx had ended their relationship because he didn't want to go public with their romance. Multiple sources are telling Us Weekly that is not the case. They are for sure still together. Us broke the news in March 2015 that they were secretly dating and published an exclusive photo of Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx holding hands together.
That's like a photo of Bigfoot. Literally on par with the Loch Ness Monster, Bigfoot, and an actual photo of Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes as a couple.
I give them props. I mean, the fact that they're able to maintain privacy in this day and age when everybody's got cameras, it's pretty unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, She lives in Manhattan, where I am, and she threw him a birthday party, apparently, a few months ago, and it seems like this is a lot, but she showed up in disguise at the restaurant. Like, she had a wig on, and she basically was in a costume, and she showed up at the restaurant to set everything up, and it was a surprise birthday dinner for him, and I guess they weren't seen leaving together either, so magically, they're going in and out of very public places without being seen together. Except they were when
is
he performed.
Is that weird or it's sort of weird. Like a fun game that a couple plays, like to see if they can outsmart the paparazzi?
I mean, to me, I feel like that's exhausting.
It seems exhausting. And look, I understand why this is a little sticky. Katie Holmes separated or divorced Tom Cruise not so long ago. And Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx had a really close friendship. So it has to be kind of weird that they're together at this point. But
I wonder if close. I wonder if Tom cares that Jamie Foxx is raising his daughter.
You know,
because Tom hasn't seen his Suri in how many years now has it been?
This is one of the things that has sort of freaked me out about the Tom Cruise offspring thing. Because remember, he has two kids with Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really strange to me, or at least it seems, and again, we don't know these people. This is all speculation. But you never see photos of Nicole with those two kids. You see them sometimes with Tom Cruise, especially the son. But if this was like an arranged marriage, as some people kind of think that it was, between Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, how do you leave your kids behind? Like, it's not like she doesn't like them. She has children. I mean, she has children
right.
with Keith Urban. And then you also have the fact that Tom Cruise just sort of signed off on Suri staying with Katie Holmes. It just seems like a really weird situation.
Well, the whole Scientology thing is, I mean, you know, Leah Remini has a reality show. I forget the name of it now, but I watch it occasionally, and it's actually pretty good. And she started doing it after she separated from Scientology, and she talks pretty openly about how when she left the Church of Scientology, half of her family will not speak to her,
mm-hmm.
and she's dead to them, and then that's it. And that's what you have to do when you leave Scientology. They separate from their own children, and Tom Cruise's two kids with Nicole Kidman. The boy Connor has been pretty vocal about, like, nope, I don't speak to Katie. She's no longer part of the family. She's not someone that I is in my world. And I think they kind of feel the same way about Nicole Kidman. But obviously, when Nicole Kidman got divorced, there is a huge gag order on her because she has been interviewed a million times and she has really danced on the line of...
Yeah, she's never said anything.
Yeah, she's sort of danced around the subject like, well, you know, sure, they're great kids and I'd love to see them more. Like, you know, like she kind of says it, things like that. But both of them are still Scientologists, the first two kids, and I think that they've just written her off, which
yeah.
is sad. I mean, they're adopted, but still, I mean, it is very sad.
Your kids. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, James Corden is one of our favorites here on Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and he does a great thing with many celebrities called carpool karaoke. Now, we know if you're up early listening to the show, you probably don't get to watch late night TV too much. At least I don't, that's for
yeah.
sure. And
we wait for the highlights the next
that's
morning.
That's right. We have a brand new, fresh carpool karaoke with Lady Gaga. Do we have the cuts ready, Kara?
Pipes too.
He's
so good.
So good. All right, we just jinxed, but he really is. He's fantastic. All right, they go on to sing another Lady Gaga hit.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to prayer.
Wow.
I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather.
I mean, we knew this was going to be good.
Her voice is just so incredibly clean, clear.
Yeah.
Baby, I
yesterday on repeat. I went through the whole album twice. It is so good. Every song is different. It sounds amazing.
Well, she also said that you are not the only fan of Joanne. She said the NFL executives basically offered her the halftime show for the Super Bowl coming up because they loved the album Joanne so much. Let's take a listen to that cut, Kara.
When you get the phone call saying you're going to do the Super Bowl, what goes through your mind? Because it's
hello?
So huge.
Hello? Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Hello?
Hey, Gaga.
Hey, what's up?
It's Dave from the NFL. You remember Dave?
No. Hi, Dave.
What are you doing early next year?
Oh, my gosh. Are you giving me the Super Bowl?
Yes. That's amazing that you knew that from that small bit of information. Do you want to do the Super Bowl next year, the halftime show?
Oh.
I mean, that's going to be, that could end up being one of the best halftime shows in the history of the halftime show.
With her voice, her talent, and all of the craziness that comes with the stage show of Lady Gaga's, it will be something to watch. All right, quick TV report up next. It is 46 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Oleg Cassini, Truly Zegposen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends November 1st. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
A sound means it's time for the TV report. It is on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria at 47 minutes past the air. Kara's chilling at the controls. Now, I'm in for Dougie. Victoria's in for me. Kara's in for Victoria. You see how this all works? So normally I do the TV report, but Victoria, you've gotten together a list of how the new TV shows are doing this fall, and there have been some big success stories so far for TV viewers.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, this is typically, and I know, Jen, you and I feel the same way. You know, we start DVRing a bunch of new shows. We don't really watch them until we know if it's going to last because you get your heart broken.
I have commitment issues.
Yeah, I mean, you get into these new shows and then they pull the plug and you don't understand, you know, where did your best friend go?
So what are the best new shows of the season?
Well, one of them, of which we all love, is Designated Survivor. Designated Survivor, Kiefer Sutherland, the sort of unwilling president, that is getting a huge audience, 15 million fans watching it every week, plus all of the DVR, which I don't watch it live, I watch it on DVR. I watch everything on DVR. But they're at least now counting DVR, which they didn't do for a long time.
As long as you watch it within the first couple of days, I think.
Yeah,
you have to do it within a certain time period, yeah.
Yeah. CBS's Bull, which is a show I haven't seen, that's number one, actually.
Yeah, this whole list of the top three successes, at least, Bull at number one, Designated Survivor, as you mentioned, number two, This Is Us ranking at number three of the top audiences of the new fall class, anyway, and I have to say, I watch all three of them. Bull is at one with Michael Weatherly, and they talk about jury selection, and it's really just it's interesting to watch. It's a really unique show. It's different. It's unlike other shows that I've seen before where, yes, they're solving crimes and they're going through court cases, but they kind of bring in like the social media aspect to it. The technology behind the show is pretty cool. It's definitely one to check out.
Yeah. Well, there are some shows that are not doing well. The Exorcist, which I didn't even know was a show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Past the hour. Ooh, the barking of the dog, the quacking, the cats. It can only mean one thing. The great Warren Eckstein joins us on Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan right over there. Doug Steffen out on vacation, Kara Schillen at the controls. And Warren, it is almost Halloween time. We're just a few days away, and it's one of the toughest times of year. We will get Warren's tricks and tips for keeping our pets safe during the Halloween season. That's next.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
55 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Warren Eckstein, our pet experts, the pet expert to the stars, actually. Now, Warren, Halloween is so much fun for humans, especially for little humans, but for pets it can be kind of scary, of the doorbell going crazy, of people dressed in costumes. What is it like for our dogs and cats when they see all of this nonsense going on Halloween?
You know, people just don't realize how dangerous Halloween is for our pets. Let me give you a prime example. I get this all the time. My dog loves everyone. He's the friendliest dog in the world. He plays with the kids in the neighborhood. He loves the next door neighbor. He even likes the mailman and the UPS guy. However, on Halloween, remember, when you open the door, it could be a Clinton or Trump out there with a mask on. So dogs that are normally friendly might react differently when they see someone in costume. So you got to be real careful. Number two, we all know the dangers of chocolate, but the wrappers are really dangerous too. So you want to make sure if you have candy around the house, obviously you keep it away from your pets. Number three is the most important thing to remember is that when Halloween comes, there's going to be a lot of people knocking at the door and all kinds of noise. Keep your pets inside. There are some crazy people out there, so don't leave your pets out in the backyard, especially, and I hate to say this, especially if you have a black cat. Halloween, black cats are always in trouble. In fact, some shelters around the country won't adopt the black cats to anyone 2 or 3 weeks before Halloween and 2 or 3 weeks after Halloween. So just comment this. Now, the thing that I get all the time is it okay to put your dog in a costume? Now, do you guys dress up your pets?
I try.
I have not. No.
I have a reluctant chihuahua who will not wear any outfit that I try to put him in.
Yeah, I have a butt-naked chihuahua, too, and they just don't want to wear clothes. My feeling has always been, if the dog enjoys wearing clothes, then I don't have a problem with it. However, a lot of people force their dogs, which could be dangerous. The dog can't see. He trips over it. So just use common sense when it comes to Halloween and your pets, and make sure you know where your dogs and your cats are at all times. And what you may want to do, because everyone's eating at that point, they're eating a little candy here and there, put out a little bowl of doggy treats so you can give your pet something that's healthy for them.
That's a great idea. And what about, it's so funny that you bring up the dressing, because I have a cat. They have cat costumes now, and I figure, like, well, if my cat doesn't pick my clothes, I guess I don't get to pick my cat's clothes here. But if your cat does consume something like chocolate, and we hear about how terrible chocolate is for dogs, do we wait and see what happens to see if they have a reaction, or is it best to get medical attention to your pet right away?
I can give you two answers, okay? As a pet guardian myself, if my dog would eat some chocolate, I would be on the phone with my vet right away. However, most of the veterinarians I speak with say, you know what? A little chocolate here, a little chocolate there is not going to do that much damage. It's the dark, bittersweet chocolate that's really dangerous, and the average dog would have to eat a fair amount. However, as neurotic as I am with my own pets, the bottom line is if my dog eats chocolate, he's going to the vet, or at least a phone call at that point.
Safety first. Now, the masks, we did a story earlier about how humans don't like creepy dolls or a creepy masked face. Is the reason that dogs get kind of freaked out by masks because they can't see reaction when someone's covering their face?
Have you seen some of the masks out there?
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah, they're
horrible.
They freak me out. I'm ready to fight the people. they see things differently. They see a perception that's different. They, you know, the average person looks like an average person to them once they put a mask on. However, you know, interesting, I did a study years ago where people that painted their face and did not use a mask, the dogs were less apt to react to them than people that had a mask on.
Very
so they see,
stuff.
I guess, the normal face, even though it's a different color, because they don't see colors the way we do. So
right.
If you have a dog, what I suggest is put makeup on, leave the mask for the kids.
All right, I like it. Warren Eckstein, you are the best. He is the host of The Pet Show. You can check him out at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.